Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we visit with Ramesh Srinivasan, the president and CEO of Agilisys, on his company's unique products in data analytics and non-gaming technology systems. The GGB podcast is brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. Ramesh Srinivasan was named president and CEO of Agilisys in January 2017. Before joining Agilisys, he spent 9 years with Bally Technologies, where he was instrumental in building a small systems unit into a $300 million annual powerhouse. He was later promoted to president, COO, and finally CEO. At Agilisys, he is keenly focused on leveraging his comprehensive background in the gaming industry to drive the company forward as the industry's leading hospitality technology provider. He spoke with me at the Agilisys offices in Las Vegas in October. Ramesh Srinivasan, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. It's good to see you again. We go back a long way, and I'm so glad that you came on with Agilisys. It was a great hire they did, and I'm sure you're going to do great things here.
Good to see you too, Roger. You know, it is good to be back. And it has been particularly heartwarming to see how welcoming the customers have been.
Yes, well, everybody knows you.
I'm not fully back in gaming. It's more hospitality,
sure,
but
right.
It has a lot to do with gaming customers as well. And it's been quite nice to see how much customers are welcomed, and it's good to be back.
Sure.
And nice to see you too again.
Great. So let's start off. You know, Agilisys has a lot of technology solutions, for the gaming industry, but there's other companies that do that too. What is it that differentiates Agilisys from your competitors?
Especially with respect to gaming, right? Let's start there, and I'll also expand to what differentiates us in general. Especially with respect to gaming, it just so happens that our history has had a lot of gaming DNA.
Sure.
InfoGenesis started with gaming casinos as their first primary customers. And then we started LMS, and all those products have had, if you break the products open, you will see a gaming DNA in them. So that's a big differentiator that we have, unlike any other vendors. Now, what that leads to is not just in the products, but also in the people. You will find a lot of people with us with 10, 15, 20 year experience in gaming. So obviously we are not directly in gaming, we are in hospitality, but there are a lot of us who understand gaming very well. And it so happens, coincidentally, including me. I have a reasonable, I've done some work with gaming systems as well, like you know. So that is one big differentiator. Number two, this differentiation I'm going to talk about applies not only to gaming but to non-gaming as well. We are sort of, in terms of hospitality solutions providers, we are of the perfect size. We are not too big. So each customer we are very personal with. And when a customer calls, I go. So we are of the, we are not too big, and we are not too small either. So in that 100 to 300 million annual revenue bracket, we are almost the only vendor in the space. And that's a big differentiator too, because we are very close with our customers, and the kind of customer support and customer service we provide, the smaller companies are trying to scale up, and the bigger companies can't provide that kind of service. So when you think about it, for example, this differentiation, we have done about 100 competitive replacements in the last 18 months. And if you do the math, about 75 weeks, 100 replacement is more than, little more than one a week. So that's number two. Number three, the product's breadth and depth that we offer. Property management systems, within property management systems, we cover all the technologies, AS400, .NET. And open system, we cover all that. Point of sale, of course, is our flagship InfoGenesis product. Inventory procurement for food and beverage. We offer a breadth of product set. And in each of them, we have a lot of depth, because all these products have been in the marketplace for, well more than a decade. They've been there for a long time. So these are not new products. So we have the depth and breadth of products. And that kind of breadth and depth in both PMS and POS, there are not too many vendors out there. That's one. And probably the most important of them all, unlike some of our bigger competitors. Hospitality is our only focus area.
Sure. Yeah.
We provide hospitality solutions, mm-hmm. and that's all there is to it. Sure. Right? There is no other industry we serve.
Right.
So because we do that, we are able to come out with a lot of innovations, mm-hmm. a lot of new product ideas.
Right.
Like recently we introduced InfoGenesis Flex,
sure.
Which is a mobile solution that mm-hmm. you can use near the poolside.
Right.
And many customers who have used that have reported a 75% increase in revenue.
Sure. Right.
When you have mm-hmm. an offline capability where you can take orders from a customer right near the pool.
Right.
So we are able to introduce innovations like that because we understand the marketplace very well.
Okay.
Right? So I would say those are, you know, some of our differentiating strengths.
Okay, great. So what you know, you've been in the industry for many years. What do you see as some of the trends that your company addresses?
I mean, like I'm sure, you know, you and everyone else are seeing, Roger, is a big shift, a big increase in non-gaming amenities.
Right, sure.
So this industry is no longer just about gaming, mm-hmm. but non-gaming with every passing month, every year is becoming more and more important.
Sure, right.
Because the newer customers and mm-hmm. even the older customers like me who have been influenced by the younger
sure.
generation,
right, yeah.
We are we think differently now, we are mm-hmm. more technology savvy. And we get used to a lot of technology comforts, if you will.
Sure.
So non-gaming is becoming more important, mm-hmm. and that's where we play.
Right.
Right. Now, non-gaming is what
sure.
we are about.
Right.
And we are a non-gaming hospitality solutions company who understands gaming very well.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand the integration.
Right.
We understand what our casinos need.
Right.
And that integration that we bring, right, it is no longer only about gaming spend. It's about non-gaming spend as
mm-hmm.
well. So you need a single view of the customer.
Sure.
You need to understand how much the customer plays in the casino and how much the customer spends outside as well. And we are not only in hotel property management systems,
mm-hmm.
we are not only in point of sale, but we also have software solutions for golf activity,
mm-hmm.
for spa activity,
right,
for retail activity, for food service.
Sure.
So we are in a position to bring all that together, and therefore we are a very valuable partner. And we have good integrations with casino management systems
mm-hmm.
and with other systems that customers use.
Sure.
And with products like our guest seat, we are able to help our customers understand their guests better. Like when
mm-hmm.
a guest comes to the restaurant, we provide you the facility to address them by name.
Sure.
To understand their preferences,
mm-hmm.
to understand their allergies.
Sure, right.
To understand what is the favorite table they like to sit,
mm-hmm.
right? So we are able to bring all that together.
Sure.
So that's our contribution now.
Right.
And as the industry is non-gaming is becoming more and more important, our role becomes more and more important.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Well, you know, you are being a little modest, saying you have a little experience in gaming systems. You really helped lead the development of the Bally system, which was for years the leading system in the industry. So, what is that experience you have with gaming systems? How does that help you develop the systems here at Agilysys?
Especially about 50% of our revenue comes from gaming,
mm-hmm.
right?
So, right.
Among our at least half of our most important customers are gaming customers.
Right.
The fact I have a reasonable understanding of the other systems they use,
mm-hmm.
I can help this company better understand what are the needs of integration,
sure, right.
What are the needs of some of our casino customers. And probably the most important of them all, there is a little bit of credibility with casino customers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That, you know, I made a lot of promises to them in 2005, 2006,
right.
2007, 2005 is when I joined Bally.
Mm-hmm.
And fortunately, a lot of those promises, you know, came out to be
sure.
true.
Right.
So now when I tell them certain things that Agilysys will do and
yes.
how it will improve as a company, that credibility factor is there. And that helps you, you know, that
Absolutely.
Helps you, you know, get a foothold with at least half the customers I have that credibility that helps.
Sure.
And also, Bally Systems handling that was a further, it added to my B2Enterprise software experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. There is B2C, where I unfortunately never had a chance to work,
mm-hmm.
Where you can create products, you can
right.
You can understand, you can create products where even your consumers don't know they need it, like
right.
a smartphone. And you can be 5 or 10 years off and it's still okay.
Sure. Right.
You know, if you're investing in driverless cars and it is 10
right.
years later, it's still okay.
Yeah.
You'll still get the billions of dollars to invest in that.
Right.
And then there is B to millions of Bs.
Right.
Or hundreds of thousands of Bs, like
mm-hmm.
the Oracles and Microsofts
sure. right.
of the world
right.
are experts in. And then there is B to limited B,
mm-hmm.
where you run a software company, B2B enterprise software with a few thousand customers.
Sure.
And that's the world I've lived in.
Yeah.
At Manhattan Associates, then at Bally
mm-hmm.
Systems, and
right.
now at Agilysys. So Bally Systems further helped me understand, mm-hmm. further taught me how that world works,
right.
where customer centricity is number one,
mm-hmm.
Where you can productize it to a certain extent, but you still have to tweak it to every customer's
sure.
request.
Absolutely.
Where configurability is extremely important. You have to be close to the customer. If mm-hmm. a customer calls you, you have to catch a red-eye flight tonight.
Sure, right.
It's a different world out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Bally Systems helped me understand that well as well, which is very useful for me at Agilisys.
Sure, no question. So the goal for the casinos is to evaluate their customers not only on their gaming spend, but also on their non-gaming spend. And that must be very difficult because your profit margins in a restaurant are smaller on food but larger on alcohol, you know. So how do you kind of balance that and give the casinos a pretty good picture of their non-gaming spend?
Yeah, so as for Roger, as far as understanding the guests better,
right.
Understanding their preferences, understanding their value,
mm-hmm.
And understanding just the guests.
Right.
I would say the casino industry, as it is true of a whole lot of other industries, are only scratching the surface now.
Right, sure.
We have not taken it to where it needs to be.
Right.
Right? Like with our rGuest Seat product now, we provide a lot of information about the guests,
mm-hmm.
but you can do a lot more with
right.
it. Currently, the value is kind of directly proportional to the spend.
Mm-hmm.
We do provide some insight into whether this customer normally stays in your hotel on a discount day or even on a costly day.
Right.
So things like that can be provided.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just a matter of increasing the functionality we provide step by step.
Sure.
Currently, we provide reasonable insights,
mm-hmm.
but in terms of the actual profitability of the customer,
right.
value not only in revenue terms, but also in profitability
sure.
terms, there is still a long way to go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that integration need, I mean, we understand we are never going to be the only vendor
right.
At any of our customer sites,
mm-hmm.
you know, casino gaming or non-gaming.
Sure.
Therefore, we have to work with other vendors as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we are increasing our engineering capacity rapidly. Like we have 50% more engineers,
right.
more code-touching developers
mm-hmm.
than we had 6 months ago.
Right.
And by the end of the year, we would have twice as much as we had in March 31st.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So we are increasing our engineering capacity to be able to do all that.
Right.
Integrations are going to become important.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to answer your question, we are only scratching the surface.
Sure. Right.
There is a whole lot more depth, insight we can provide for customers that I think we and the industry will continue improving with every passing month.
Sure. Well, you mentioned a spa application you have. So, the casino supposedly knows what kind of services the customer wants when they go to the spa, and they could use that knowledge to market to that customer.
How often they play golf.
Right, sure.
What are their preferences
right.
Right after a golf day? We
right.
have access to all that data.
Sure.
But the way you put it together
mm-hmm.
and the way each customer wants to look at it varies.
Sure.
And that's, you know, when you are in B2B,
right.
every business requires a different one.
Right.
So we are working on all that. And
right.
some of our customers make use of the information we have better than the others.
Sure.
But we are progressing towards helping each of our customers.
Sure. And I'm sure you're going to, at some point, you're going to have packages you can put together that help them really interpret that information that you gather.
We already do have.
Yeah.
I mean, along with rGuest Seat,
mm-hmm. okay.
that helps you basically seat customers in a restaurant with
okay.
a whole lot more insight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And with rGuest Analyze, which
mm-hmm.
takes data from all our products
okay.
and can also take data from other products, that helps you get insight into your
right.
guests. So we already have the packages and the modules. But there's a whole lot more functionality we'll continue adding.
Sure, okay. So Agilisys has been very good at buying companies and also partnering with companies. I know you've got a joint venture with Duetto, probably one of the best revenue management companies in the hotel industry and other things of that nature. How important is that to Agilisys that you partner with these other top-line companies?
Yeah, correct. There is no joint venture,
yeah.
right? But we do have very good partnerships.
Right, okay, right.
And we do have partnership with revenue management companies like Duetto Research.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We are also good partners with Rainmaker.
Okay.
Right? So
sure.
In every area, we are good partners with competing companies as well.
Sure, right.
And not only companies that compete with each other, we are good partners with companies that even compete with some of our ancillary
sure.
products.
Of course,
so
right.
our philosophy, our vision clearly is
mm-hmm.
we want to help our customers improve their guest experience and their guest loyalty.
Right.
That's what we are in the business for.
Sure.
And once a customer, obviously somebody becomes our customer when they use one of our major products.
Right.
But once they do that, we integrate with, we are good partners with all the other ancillary vendors that they might have.
Sure.
Some of them we are closer with than the others just because we've done a lot more installs with them.
Right.
Both with Duetto and with Rainmaker, sure, we've had a lot of installs together. So even if we provide our own product in some of those areas, mm-hmm. if a customer happens to choose another product, we gladly integrate with
them. Right. Okay.
So those partnerships working well with other vendors and bringing value to our customers so that they can increase their guest experience and loyalty
right.
is the only reason we are in business.
Okay, sure.
So we value those partnerships greatly. Mm-hmm. And more, like today, about an hour ago, I met with another partner, a company who wants to strengthen how the products talk to each other.
Sure.
So we are, partnership is a very, very important part of our being.
Right, know? Right.
It's very important to us.
Yeah. So, you know, in the gaming industry, you have an organization like Gaming Standards Association, which allows, you know, the systems to talk together. Do you work with them to allow that your systems to talk to the casino management systems?
Absolutely. The S2S standards apply to us,
right, okay.
System to system. The G2S standards mm-hmm. are not that relevant to us,
right,
but
sure.
S2S is important. That's on the gaming side.
Right.
There are also HTNG and there are other organizations on the non-gaming side, mm-hmm. on the hospitality side, and those standards are very important.
Sure.
So absolutely wherever possible, we adhere to those standards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we make sure our interfaces with various products adhere to those standards as much as we can manage it.
Okay, great.
And that's normal practice these days.
Yeah, sure.
You know, that is just the way most of the integrations are done. And not only following those standards, we also try to surround our products with world-class APIs.
Mm-hmm.
So that integrating with a new product that a customer might get
right.
becomes that much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So we do our best to drive all that integration with APIs.
Sure.
And by the way, we also provide a broad set of products, all Agilis' own.
Uh-huh.
So there we try to be as modular yet integrated as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So even the integration amongst our products,
right.
we do it in such a way that a customer can buy one of our products
mm-hmm.
and it still works well, or they buy both our products and they work well together.
Okay. But when it comes to the customer, again, if they choose one of your competitors, you'll still integrate with that.
Absolutely.
And is there situations where you might see the other product might work better with in the overall scheme of things and recommend that?
Yeah, I mean, we typically don't get into the recommendation business
okay,
as
right.
far as
sure.
we can, you know, because we are in business to
of course,
sell
right.
our products as well.
Right.
But we try to be, as good a party that works with all vendors as we can. Right?
Okay.
We try to be as neutral as we can there. I mean, we obviously integrate with certain products. We integrate best with our products, no
right.
question about that.
Sure.
Because we control all aspects of that
sure,
equation.
Right.
And that's just natural. That's how other companies work as well. But we try to integrate as well with, as we can with all the vendors
mm-hmm.
that a customer chooses.
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
So we try not to play any kind of a prejudice role in that.
Sure. Understood. So, you know, a lot of times, you know, casinos, you can demonstrate the great things that your systems do, but, you know, once it gets into there, you know, their people don't really know how to run it right. How much do you train their employees and keep an eye on how they're using your systems?
Absolutely. Yeah, and most of the time they do know, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to say
sure.
they don't know how to run the system, but everything in life can always be done better,
right?
Right? You know, everything in life can be improved. And everything can be done better. So we have a services division.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime you are in B to limited B,
right.
Right, you need a solid services division.
Right.
You need a solid professional services division.
Mm-hmm.
You need a solid technical services division.
Right.
Because this is not like B to C.
Sure.
You just can't go buy a phone in one
right.
of the marketplaces here.
Yeah.
And then it works the same way whether you like it or not.
Right.
Right? So it doesn't work that way
mm-hmm.
in the B to limited B enterprise software
sure.
space. Every customer... A business is different, it is unique. They may
right.
all be in the same business, but
mm-hmm.
they run it differently.
Right.
And you do your best to make your products configurable,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that
sure.
It behaves blue for one customer and green
right.
for another
yeah.
customer. But no matter how well you do that, there are always tweaks involved.
Right.
There are always unique integrations involved.
Mm-hmm.
And there are always integrations with their own internal systems that you may not have seen before.
Right.
And there are ways in which they use them that are unique. So you have a professional, we have a professional service division
mm-hmm.
that helps with the initial implementation,
right.
that helps you with training later. We have a consulting group that helps with gap analysis
mm-hmm.
And whatever else you need with
right.
that. And then about 5 months ago, we also started a technical services division that does all the programming work required.
Okay.
That is required for integration, that is required for tweaking. Mm-hmm. They help you with disaster recovery and high availability services.
Right.
They require with any custom requirements that you need done right now that we will pull into our base product later.
Right.
So we have a services division that specializes in making sure our customers get maximum value out of our products that they buy. And that's a continuous process.
Right.
You know, the more you understand the product, the more you want to improve it, and the more you want to help your customers understand it better.
Right.
So that's a constant process. So we have a services division. In fact, it is headed by a former CIO at Chickasaw Nation, Rob Jacks, who was with Chickasaw Nation for many years and was my customer when I was at Valley as well. So Rob Jacks heads the professional services and technical services divisions.
Okay.
And that's a very crucial part of the work we do. And that's true of any enterprise software company, right? You need a strong service.
So, you know, we've seen a lot of hacking incidents across the industry. And, you know, obviously you deal with customer data and you want to keep it protected. How do you make sure that, you know, as well as you can, that their information is protected?
We have to do better than that as well as we can. It is arguably our biggest priority.
Sure.
Right? And for the last, I would say, 12 months or so, that is a day-to-day priority.
Right.
We have a team that only specializes in security. And we've also hired other professional hackers.
Right.
And we have other security-related organizations who are monitoring us 24/7.
Right.
Now, there are two objectives there. One is to protect ourselves.
Sure.
And we train our employees on a regular basis. Like we do our own phishing attacks on us. And then there are certain employees always, a small percentage who fall prey to that.
Right.
They have to undergo training again.
Okay.
So it's a constant exercise to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. And even more important than that, the reason why companies like us and some of our competitors get attacked is not so much they are interested in us.
Right.
They want a route to our customers through us.
Sure. Right.
So it is even more important for us to make sure that we don't keep any customer sensitive data with us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't provide a pathway to customers with us.
Right.
So not only do we protect ourselves from getting hacked, even if somebody gets through, we make sure there's nothing valuable they can get.
Right.
That could in any way affect our customers. So that's a day-to-day top priority for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I could spend 2 hours with you walking through everything that we do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is a constant exercise. And we've also hired some very professional hackers, you know, who have been former hackers, who try to break into our system on a constant basis, and we constantly improve ourselves.
Right.
And with respect to security, whether it is cloud security or on-premise security, it's a constant exercise these days. You can never catch up with that game. It is a constant exercise to plug every hole that we can. You know, touch wood, we've done well so far. You know, there has not been any, you know, major incident involving us, but we are paranoid about that. So we are, that is our biggest priority.
Okay. So one of the things you deal with on the gaming side, not so much on the hospitality side, is the regulatory systems. You know, you've got to be able to prove that your systems are in compliance with all the regulations. How important is that to you?
Not as important as in gaming.
Sure, right.
It is not, I mean, it is important. It is not as, let's say, onerous as it is in gaming. Our systems, for example, if you have to do a fix for a customer, it is much faster to do it here because we don't have to go through the regulatory approval in each that. But sticking to the regulations that are there, for example, in Europe now, there are GDPR regulations, general data protection regulations, which we have to strictly stick to. There are security regulations we need to stick to. So there are, we have our set of regulations, but it is different from what I've gone through in gaming. It is different.
Sure.
But to the extent we are in gaming, there are regulations we have to stick to there.
Okay, great. So, you know, you and I have been around for a long time, and especially in this sector, you mentioned the $100 to $300 million. A lot of people are doing business the same way they've done for the last 20 years, and they're a little resistant to technology. How do you try to convince those people that you need to get with the system and really get up to speed?
Yeah, you have to show them value, I mean, in terms of doing business, it's not changed that much, Okay, you know, customers buy value.
Sure.
And customers buy trust, customers buy relationships. Mm-hmm. And especially with business software like what we sell, you have to be there for the customer.
Right.
You have to build trust. You have to be there on a rainy day.
Right.
You have to constantly help them improve. You have to be a good partner. All those values have not changed.
Right.
And I would say it is actually becoming easier now.
Right.
In terms of proving technology value,
mm-hmm.
Because all our customers are now dealing with guests who are getting more and more exposed to technology innovations on a daily basis.
Sure. Right.
So when you look at our customer and the guests they are trying to service, those guests are getting used to more technology comforts, easier way of doing things,
mm-hmm.
quick access to everything that they need.
Right.
Any data they need is immediately available. So they are getting used to that.
Mm-hmm.
So our customers will have to cater to those guests.
Right.
And therefore, they have more and more technology needs.
Sure.
And for those technology needs, there are vendors like us. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the hospitality companies are competing, in a sense, with online companies.
Right.
They want to become more and more self-reliant mm-hmm. in terms of increasing guest loyalty.
Right.
And that's where we come in.
Okay.
Right? And we can really help them reduce that dependence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we produce products like our Guest Analyze. Like now in LMS, which is a long-standing product, we've introduced mobile check-in, check-out.
Mm-hmm.
So the customers can self-service themselves and
right.
check-in, check-out. So we have to constantly keep innovating.
Sure.
And customers do appreciate the value of
right.
it. Do small hotels and big hotels. They do appreciate the value. Anything that makes their guest life easier
mm-hmm.
and anything that will attach their guests to them, they absolutely see value in. But it is up to us to prove that value.
Okay. Right? Sure, so, absolutely. So you mentioned B2C products a couple of times, the Flex product at the pool, the check in check out thing. How much of an incentive is that for Agilysys to provide more of those types?
Absolutely
of
more. Not B2C, we are B2B2C.
Right, exactly,
we still
right.
have to go through
right,
our
sure.
business partner.
Yeah.
We don't deal directly with consumers.
Of course, right.
But
you provide them the tool
absolutely.
To go directly to
so
the
what,
customers.
So what we do is anytime we come up with a new innovation like that, and
mm-hmm.
that happens all the time here,
sure.
is we work with one of our customer partners
mm-hmm.
who has been, and typically a good 80% of our innovations are driven by customers.
Right.
They use our product, they have an extra need, and then we go work on it, we
sure.
partner with them. And once we partner with them, we prove the value to it. Like, for example,
right.
the customers have used this IG Flex, where you have a mobile tablet, right,
mm-hmm.
or a mobile iPad there,
right.
with which they can service the customer right at the pool, place their order, get it there immediately, and then they can sync with their central system later on.
Right.
That by itself, we have seen a 50 to 75% increase in revenue
mm-hmm.
at that pool site.
Right.
right. Customers buy more when it is easier to do that. So once you do that, and once you show that data, that customer wants to buy a lot more of that.
Sure, right.
And then that data helps other customers buy as well.
Right.
So we want to constantly continue innovating like
mm-hmm.
that, right? We want to make the guest's life a lot easier.
Sure.
So we are, we are probably the only vendor who provides an offline capability as well as we do.
Okay.
That's one
yeah,
of our
right.
product
mm-hmm.
strengths, right? That's something that we do. And we have now recently added to LMS interactive SMS communication with guests.
Okay.
And it's a simple thing,
uh-huh.
But when you do it in a timely fashion and you provide our hotel an easy way
mm-hmm.
to communicate with SMS with guests, it just makes a whole lot of things easier. So what we have done now is only scratch the surface.
Mm-hmm.
There is a whole lineup of innovation steps that we are currently working on.
Okay, great.
Right, to make guest lives a lot easier.
Sure, okay. So, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, you were on the slot manufacturing side for so many years. What's your impression of where the casino floor is going? We just did a few interviews with some of the top guys, and we talked to them about, content on personal devices and things of that nature. And, yeah, they're developing it. I don't think they'd prefer to do that. But where do you think the casino floor is going and the gameplay situation is going?
The floor seems a lot more attractive now.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not a slot player myself, but I found myself attracted to certain games
sure, yeah.
and want to play there. The screen images
mm-hmm.
and the amount, the video content, the quality of the video
right.
and, the resolution of the screens and all are just fantastic now.
Mm-hmm.
And what I hear from my friends, I still have a lot
sure,
of friends
of course,
who
right.
are involved in casino technology, is the technology demands are absolutely increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, in terms of how much transactions you have to deal with, how much integration you have to provide, how much data visibility the customers are asking for.
Sure, right.
The technology pressures are increasing.
Right. right?
So that is definitely happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think things have improved a lot in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All the system providers have become a lot better compared
sure.
to 10, 12 years ago when I was here. And that's because the customer demands keep driving it forward.
Yeah,
so I think the systems have improved a lot in the last 3 years as well. Yeah.
Right. Well, it looks like the replacement cycle has finally kicked in. So
that is wonderful.
That's good news for everybody.
I always tell friends when they come to Vegas, this is probably the only town when I'm driving them around.
Right.
The more the traffic jam, the happier I am.
Right.
Right?
Of course, right.
The more the traffic in this particular town, the happier I am. And it is great to see, right? And it's especially heartwarming to see cities like Reno,
right?
Yes. Doing so well.
Reno's a hot spot right now.
It's just fantastic, mm-hmm. right? Because I remember, feeling quite down and sad in 2008 and 2009 when you think of the struggles Reno, Las Vegas, all those places went through. It is now very heartwarming to see how much the business has picked up and how much our customers are doing a lot better now.
Yeah.
And it's just terrific. You know, it is absolutely wonderful to see that.
Great. All right, one more question on Agilis. Where would you like this company to be in the next 5 years?
I think this company really has the potential to be the leading, mm-hmm. Vendor, property management, mm-hmm. point of sale,
right.
and a whole lot of areas around those products, mm-hmm. inventory procurement, food and beverage. It has, it's in a tremendous situation to be the leading vendor.
Right.
The leading vendor, not just in terms of big of size. That's mm-hmm. not,
sure.
One of my mentors always taught me, it is not about how big you are. That's not the objective. We just want to be the best vendor
mm-hmm.
that customers can rely on, whose product work the best, which provides the most innovation, and we are in an excellent sweet spot to do that.
Sure.
No debt, mm-hmm. which, as you know, is a very good thing.
Yes.
And, cash in the bank, mm-hmm. so we can invest, and we are rapidly increasing our engineering capacity, which for a company like ours, it comes down to engineering capacity. If you can do more there and you can sell it well, you can manage the rest of it fairly well.
Right.
So we are rapidly compared to our engineering capacity as of our fiscal year starts April 1, which is why April 1 is an important date for us. As of March 31st, April 1 of 2017, as of December, we'll be more than twice engineering capacity.
Great.
And over the next 12 months, we should be twice that.
Okay.
So we are rapidly expanding engineering mm-hmm. because we see a great opportunity
sure,
in this space,
right?
Customers are looking for a company that can provide superior technology backed up by world-class customer service, mm-hmm. both.
Right.
Not just superior technology, but both.
Yeah.
And we are in the perfect sweet spot to do that. There is no other company of our size and in this space. There are very big competitors and there are very small competitors, so there's an excellent opportunity to do well. It's a reasonably loved brand name. Agilis has a long standing relationship with customers,
mm-hmm.
so 5 years from now I see this as the best, well known, most customer supportive, world class service, world class products in the space.
Okay.
And hospitality could really use a world class vendor like this.
Great.
I really believe that.
Great. Well, Ramesh, it's great to see you back in the industry. You are always one of our favorite interviews, and you can see that with this one as well. So thanks for the time, and good luck over the next year.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate you taking the time to understand Agilis better. I appreciate it. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this edition of the GGB Podcast, brought to you by iGamingPlayer.com, the leading affiliate marketing service for land-based and online casinos in North America. To learn more about the gaming industry, visit GGBMagazine.com, or for a weekly update, visit GGBNews.com. Follow us on Twitter at Global Gaming Biz, or on LinkedIn and Facebook at Global Gaming Business Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Global Gaming Business Podcast.